News Radio 700 WLW.
Grannies on grass. Well, grannies for grass. Believe it or not, that's a Facebook page. They have about 4,500 people that are involved with this. Grannies on grass. A survey shows that older Americans are changing their attitude about cannabis. And researchers with St. Joseph's University in Philadelphia, PA, they did their survey, and they were checking to see exactly what the thoughts were among those with silver hair, those older than 65. Every single one of them were involved in this survey were older than 65. 83% of the participants said that cannabis is, quote, less harmful to a person's health compared to alcohol, and 67% said that it is a, quote, very highly important treatment for older adults, you know, pain and restless sleep, stuff like that. But the pot that's out there now may not be the pot that the granny was blowing when she was in her, you know, 20s and 30s. Because pot-related emergency room visits in California over the age of 65 have exploded, up 1,800% since 2005. And why? Well, the stuff that's out there right now is a hell of a lot more potent than what it was when Granny was doing the Tootsie Wootsies back in the 70s. Somebody that knows all about that is my next guest. He's the J-Man. We've had Jerry Joyner on before. The J-Man knows all about this stuff. Jerry Joyner is an outspoken advocate for the marijuana industry and the host of a show called Weed and Whiskey TV, and he's back again. J-Man, how are you on this glorious Monday?
Well, Ken, like I always like to say, if I was doing any better, I'd need a twin brother. It's not right for one guy to enjoy life so much.
So let's face it. I mean, you get older in life, you kind of mellow out in life, and if you can't mellow out in life, you resort to cannabis. It's not legal in a lot of states from a recreational standpoint, but if you've got some sort of medical condition, I suppose you can find the right doctor and get the right prescription, right?
Yes, it's relatively easy in 38 states for someone to find a physician that would be able to prescribe for them medical marijuana. And you know what we picture in our mind, Ken, that, okay, Granny's got a big old blunt or a joint or she's got a bong.
There's a vision. There's a vision,
yeah,
J-Man.
You know, there's certainly a few that enjoy partaking of flower in that fashion, but the large percentage of these seniors are embracing edibles, okay, and tinctures and topical creams and lotions. You mentioned that 1,800% increase in ER visits in the last 20 years from weed. Boy, that's just blowing it out, isn't it? Interesting that booze dwarfs the cannabis-related ER visits. 12,167 cannabis-related visits as of that survey. Yeah. Same time period. 187,000 booze-related. And interestingly, if you drill down in there, it's not because, oh, I ate this edible or I smoked this joint and now I'm so high I can't function. Most of these are accident-related. They get a little too high and they get up and they fall and they stumble and hit themselves. And it's the same thing with the alcohol. But we've known for a while now alcohol is far more damaging to anyone than cannabis. And, you know, I'm weed and whiskey, so I preach moderation on that whiskey part. But if the plant will help you, I say all for it. And seniors are certainly...
You know, the problem here, Jerry, is Grandma thinks she's eating Sour Patch Kids, right? And she pops in a couple of those edibles, and all of a sudden, she's floating with the clouds. That's the problem here. That's why those hospital visits are up.
Yeah, that's certainly an issue. And I personally know of people that they got a dose that wasn't right for them. They did too much. These gummies that so many people are using now, it takes a little while for the effect to come on. And so people, if they're not dialed in on what's best for them, might say, well, it's not working in this. So they eat another one and eat another one. And then an hour later, they're so stoned they can't imagine doing anything.
What's the expiration on those gummies? What are they? I mean, they don't kick in right away, but let's say one of them, they were purchased like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 years ago, and grandma discovers it in her drawer, and she goes, hey, yeah. So, I mean, do they lose their effectiveness over time?
They do, just like many products, just like your regular big pharma stuff. After a period of time, the effigy or the effect that it has on you starts to diminish and decrease. I know my wife, she takes a half of a gummy to be able to go to sleep at night. Now, if she takes that whole gummy, she's giddy and giggly and really not in the state of mind she wants to be. So it's important for anyone to make sure and try just a little bit so you kind of feel dialed in on what's going to help you.
Right.
But so many of these seniors, they're getting relief for pain relief. And with 1 in 2 Americans getting some form of cancer in today's time, they're being able to eat food and feel better and remove the nausea that comes along with radiation and chemotherapy. So we're all for that medical aspect of this. And the recreational thing, you know, people are going to enjoy themselves. We just say use moderation with this.
Yeah, so this is interesting in this sense, Jerry. It's a little off topic, but so 38 states have medical marijuana. You get a doctor to sign off on a prescription, you can use medical marijuana. If you would have suggested that 20 years ago, that doctors would be signing off on marijuana and that great number, people would have looked at you like you were stoned. When did all these doctors find religion on marijuana?
You know, it really came about, I think, from the 2018 Farm Bill that really exploded products out there and along with the research that we've gotten. For so long, one university, Ole Miss, had a cannabis program where they did research for this, and as states have eased up on their law enforcement on things, it's caused more and more scientists, doctors, researchers to get valid information and white papers and say, okay, let's start letting these people, you know, in many instances, it's difficult for a doctor to tell somebody in a state where the it's not medically legal, like here in Texas. So all they can do is they can recommend. There's just a very small niche of being able to prescribe that here in Texas. But you go to Oklahoma,
Jerry, let me stop you here for a moment. It's not legal in Texas. Which means it's not recreational illegal in Texas. So how is your wife popping these little gummy bears? How does she get these?
That's great. That's another good question. There's something called Delta 8 and Delta 9 that is flooding America. She does something called a Buck-a-Buzz gummy. They got them at convenience stores, gas stations. They've got them everywhere because it's Delta 9 that's by weight legal under the 2019 Farm Bill. These products are virtually everywhere here in Texas, but the traditional THC, you think you go to a dispensary and get some kind of product, is very limited here. We have the Texas Compassionate Use Program where there's a couple of doctors and there's a couple of places throughout the entire state that people can go. But we can drive from Dallas, we can drive an hour north to Oklahoma and get a plethora of products. Even though it's just medicinally available there, it's so easy to get a medical marijuana card. I've got one from California.
You know, I swear to God, you mentioned Ole Miss in this marijuana program that they offer. I went to Ohio University. I started there in 1970. I swear to God, they had a marijuana program. They were studying marijuana, and everybody enrolled was on it. I mean, everybody was walking around that campus stoned back then.
Do you know that they have that in the curriculum now? Michigan University has a cannabis program. A couple of them now have cannabis growing. Texas A&M has a nice research program into cannabis, both on the industrial hemp side and on the medicinal side. And we're only going to see this to grow. You know, 88% of Americans, according to Pew Research, in April of this year, said that marijuana should be legal both recreationally and medicinally. So, that, you know, I think we got a few straggling politicians. It's going to take us 4 or 5 more years, but it'll be just like alcohol, I think, in the next few years.
So like Granny blowing a blunt, I mean, it's not all that odd, particularly in states where it's legal, because it beats the hell out of, for example, if there's a sleep problem, it beats the hell out of having to take an Ambien, or if they're battling some sort of malady, like, as we mentioned, cancer or whatever else. It probably creates an air inside that person where, okay, you know, not only am I feeling a little bit mellow, but I can eat and I don't have the nausea and everything like that. So I think it's not surprising that as people get older, they either rediscover what they did in their youth or they're discovering this right now. So this survey doesn't surprise me at all. It shouldn't surprise you either.
No. I'm 63 years old, and I've been using cannabis in the flower form, smoking joints, for 49 years. But what I've noticed, because of the availability and the ease of getting some of these products that have THC in them, I'm not smoking as many joints now because I'll eat one of these gummies, and that replaces two or three joints. Our, my patron saint, Willie Nelson, okay, everybody knows who Willie is. He's recently really diminished the amount of smoking that he does because of his lungs and his age, but he's certainly taking an input of THC on a daily basis from his edibles.
How many of those edibles equals one joint? Is it one Sour Patch Kid to one joint? What's the ratio there on that?
Ken, that's so important that people understand. Somebody like me that smokes a lot of flower, I can eat one of those and it has no effect on me at all. My IT guy, he ate one of those Bucket Buzz gummies and he had to go sit down for 2 hours. He's like, I only should eat half of that. So everybody at Itex, we have something called an endocannabinoid system. All mammals have this, okay? And so the cannabinoids in the cannabis, the THC, affects everyone a little differently, okay? And so that's why it's so important that you don't just go out there and go all gonzo and eat a bag of these things. Right. Just try them out a little bit. Take a little piece, see what it does for you, and then get dialed in on what makes you feel good, especially if you're doing this for your health reasons. Nobody's trying to get high that's doing this for their health reasons, but although there's plenty of people that are doing this to get relaxation and a euphoric effect, so many people are embracing this. My mom, 85 years old, rubs a THC cream on her foot. Doesn't get her high, but her foot doesn't hurt. And then, that's a big bonus to me for our seniors.
We're all going to be walking around in a cloud here in about 5 years anyway. You know, that cloud that enveloped New York about 2 weeks ago, that's what we're all going to be walking around here in a couple of years. I mean, it's coming. J-Man, your Weed and Whiskey TV show, where is that? How can people find it?
Well, if you have a Roku device, we have a Roku channel, or you can go to weedandwhiskey.tv from any smartphone or laptop. You can also check us out on YouTube.
You're on Roku. I got one of those Roku things. I can't figure out how it works, but I'm gonna do that now just to see, you know, what the show looks like.
There you go. Weekly, we put out a new show every Friday at 4:20 in honor of my birthday. I was born on April the 20th, which is the 420. Yeah. Everybody knows that's the weed code name.
One took over the line. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got you on that.
Yeah. Fridays at 4:20, new episodes of Weed and Whiskey News, and we have a plethora. We don't have just stoners smoking joints. We've got lawyers. We've got physicians. We've got research people that are here to tell us their opinion and their ideas. And it's an informative and comedic way of we try to deliver that information to people.
Well, if you just put on a bunch of stoners blowing joints, I mean, you know, you could have a whole channel devoted to that too. You know, just pontificating as you get high, just pontificate about stuff.
There you go.
I mean, I'm giving you ideas here, Jerry.
You come be a guest on mine then.
Sure, absolutely. I wouldn't know what I'd say, but absolutely. I'd be happy to be a guest on your show. You're a guest on my show. Jerry J-Man Joyner, Weed and Whiskey TV. You got Roku. You can find him there. Just go on to any smartphone or whatnot, and you can find the show. Jerry, you stay well, okay?
Thank you, Ken. Talk to you soon.